conned two employers but doesn't go to jail. Personal assistant used £17,000 to pay for luxury wedding and honeymoon after previous £35,000 fraud conviction. A Camberwell woman who conned her employer out of £17,000 to pay for her luxury wedding in a Dulwich mansion was spared jail this week because she is training to be a teacher. Gabrielle Yinka Saunders, 32, used her colleague's company credit cards at a city investment firm to splash out on the £10,000 ceremony at the prestigious Georgian venue Belair House in Dowlary Road. The personal assistant also paid out £600 for flowers, £270 on a new watch, £210 on a new outfit, and £400 for the mobile phone she used to make all the wedding arrangements. The law graduate was arrested by police at Heathrow Airport when she returned from her honeymoon in the Seychelles, also funded by the fraud, in which she forged taxi receipts to destinations across the country at about £250 a time. The Old Bailey heard how Saunders had begun defrauding Insight Investments on day two of her £40,000 a year job, despite already having a conviction for £35,000 fraud committed on her previous employers, PricewaterhouseCoopers, which she blamed on having an expensive boyfriend. But Judge Stephen Gullick decided not to send her to prison on Monday, after hearing she had paid the money back, and will start a teacher training course in September. He said, "You have a singularly unimpressive record," but added, "You have now started working in a completely different environment. I hope they will never place you in a position of trust with anything to do with money. These were serious offences, but it appears you're turning your life around. If you continue to commit offences of dishonesty of this nature, you will eventually receive a very long sentence of imprisonment indeed." Saunders of Ruskin Park House, Champion Hill, was sentenced to 15 months imprisonment suspended for 2 years with 200 hours unpaid work after she admitted 7 counts of fraud totalling £16,990. She was jailed in 2007 for 6 months after defrauding her employers of £34,000 916 between 15th of December 2005 and 24th of October 2006.